Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Excited about having Patricia Sigmund back on the show. Pat is the founder of LPS Consulting, and it's a company that helps organizations like yours and mine start, run, and grow our businesses. She's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit, a guide for small and mid-sized businesses, and she is our good friend, Pat Sigmund. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Pat, one of the things I want to get your thoughts on today is cash flow. I have three laws of small business that I've come up with. The first law is a small business is not a little big business. The second law is it's easy to start a small business, but it's not easy to run one. And the third law is the one that I wanted to that's appropriate to this conversation, and that is that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And I think you'd agree with me on that, and anybody who's ever run a small business would agree with me on that, because we're all undercapitalized because we only have a handful, maybe three sources of capital, and one of the main sources, of course, the big external source is bank loans, but the main source is the source that we get from our customers, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In the form of cash flow. Talk to us about some of your thoughts on how we can do a better job of maintaining positive cash flow in our businesses.
Cash goes both ways. It goes out and it goes in. So you have to handle both of them, and you want to look at the expense side of things as how can you keep the money you have for the longest period of time? How can you stretch your terms?
Right.
Pay things on a credit card the day after your statement closes and pay no interest, of course, on those credit cards. All those kind of nifty little tricks. Income for small businesses it can destroy you. So you have sales. You have great sales maybe in December, around Christmas time, maybe in June, whatever. What about the rest of the month? My biggest change that I offer up to small businesses is creating retainer plans, maintenance plans, anything and everything that a business can do to turn a one-time client into an ongoing relationship client.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way our landscapers work for our homes. It's the way many of our repair people work, like HVAC people. It's the way software vendors work. You can't just call Microsoft in the middle of the night. If you're one of their resellers, you have to have a contract with them. You have to have a yearly plan. You have to sign up for their services.
When I was a consultant, Pat, in 20 years ago and before I started my media company and this radio show, when I was a full-time consultant to small businesses, I had a few clients that were paying me a retainer every month. Now they weren't. Now they didn't lose that. They a certain amount of it. They needed to lose or use, but most of it they were able to get back, and they were using me. But the main reason for the retainer was to help me was for two reasons. Number one, it gave them availability. It gave them my availability. I promised them that regardless of what they needed, I would put them at the head of the line because they were retainer clients. So that was their benefit. The benefit to me was is it smoothed out my cash flow.
Yeah, and there's benefits to both sides, and certain fields do it, certain fields don't do it. There's no reason why someone can't set it up. You can discount your rates to your client. You can value add. You can add bundle things in, like yearly, checkup of your air conditioner or whatever we're talking about. But it has to benefit both sides, and then that's the way you do business. Once you set it up, you do business that way. You try to make it 100%. And it also is a great way to value your business. When you have a book of business, ongoing sales, you have contracts in place, that creates value in your business.
Right. And of course, there are a lot of different ways, creative ways that you can go about this. But the main thing you have to do in order to create some kind of ongoing revenue, and especially, we're talking about if you're a service-based company, it's probably a little bit easier to create something like this than if you're product-based. But even product-based companies can come up with some kind of a service product that connects with their hard products to come up with some kind of recurring income and also a tie to the customer on a regular basis, right?
Yeah, I mean, if a customer needs you for 2 hours, and instead of doing 2 hours of labor at $150, say, you sell them a plan for 4 hours at $125 or $100 or whatever it is, they're left with a few hours of help when they need you. When they need help next time, they're going to first think of you because they have money in your bank.
Absolutely.
They're not going to forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is a way for you to call them, you know, send them a statement.
That's right. Stay in touch. Stay in front of them. Stay in touch with them. And now you've got a relationship with them, folks, an integrated relationship with them. You're not just some company out there. They can choose or not choose. 20 Tail, right back with Pat Sigmund. Her book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.